Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a fresh and minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
We're on the road.
Yeah.
On the Betacon 2017.
Yeah. Do we know the number anymore? Is this 8?
No. There were some half numbers.
We definitely got out of control with the numbers.
But we're on the 2017 version. We're on the way from Indianapolis to Atlanta.
That's right.
On the road again.
On the road again.
Well, there was a very strict no singing ban.
Oh, really? Just for me, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just prepare to...
It'll be great.
It'll be perfect.
Y'all motherfuckers don't watch us play throughout the year, to tell you the truth.
Whee!
I'm gonna be real with you, and I don't care if I get fined.
That train is off the track.
Who doesn't love the bouncy castle?
Hitler. Just prepare to, just prepare to be awash in unbeatable goodness.
Should we preface anything like that we're in Atlanta, Georgia? And then we get email here too. Internet works.
They have the internet.
All right. So yeah, we're on UndebeatingCon 8.6.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are in Atlanta, Georgia.
So what are your predictions for the Pacer game tomorrow? We talked about.
We're going to the Pacer game tomorrow.
We talked. So
we're just going to the aquarium.
So you and I talked about this already. On our trip down.
Okay.
Before I fell asleep for most of the trip.
And I drove, I powered through for 8 hours in the middle of the night.
That's what it sounded like. I'm here, I guess, so.
You assume it worked. It was like time travel.
It was like time travel. We were at a gas station in Tennessee, and then I opened my eyes and we're in Atlanta, Georgia. It was fantastic.
It's beautiful, eh?
And then he said, we're going to get breakfast. I don't know.
And we went to Thumbs Up Cafe.
That was good.
Pretty solid.
Shout out,
Thumbs Up.
Then picked up Jason from the airport.
Yep.
And
maybe it was just the gate that I flew into. But the Atlanta airport is large.
Mm. You were there for a while. You said you landed, and I was like, holy crap, this is awesome. And then it was like an hour later you emerged from the building.
We landed. I was in the back of the plane.
Sure.
Of course, I can't buy good tickets.
Well, this podcast doesn't pay you.
It took me 30 minutes to get off the plane.
There's little legs though.
And then it was like, okay, baggage claim this way. So I started walking, and it's like, oh, you could take a train to baggage claim.
What?
Or you could walk.
Take a train.
I feel like I flew through, and I had to take the train.
So here's pro tip: take the train.
Yeah.
Did you not take the train?
No, I didn't take the train because it was like, walk this way. And then the walkway was like, there was like art going on. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go check this. I'm going to walk this way. Sure. I've been cooped up in an airplane all day.
Sure,
I was
like, I'm just going to walk.
But I was like the furthest terminal from baggage claim. So I like walked through the entire airport and then got to baggage claim. It took me so long to get the baggage claim that.
Yours was the only bag. Going around in a circle, just waiting on you.
My flight was not even on the board anymore. And so I had to, like, ask somebody. I was like, yo, I was on this flight. I literally got off the plane and walked here.
They'd already put it in lost baggage style.
So I went to finally found the carousel, and the carousel wasn't even moving anymore. And so I had to, like,
your sad
bag. And, like, walk around and be like, oh, there's my bag. Great. And then I walked out and was like, I'm here.
Well, now, that also happened to us when we got to the hotel, downtown Atlanta. A pro tip, even though valet is $7 extra, Now, my parents and Kyle will appreciate this. I refused to pay the $7 extra.
Sure.
Plus the tipping, which you gotta do. So we decided to self-park.
The one time we're gonna tip him.
Now, this is the furthest building away. Is it still the same building? Did we park a half? It was a half a mile of walking. And then
part of that was our fault. We went up through our town.
But it said it's this direction to the walking bridge. The walking bridge was walking down the.
It was walking
up the up ramp for the cars.
Straight into traffic. Yeah.
And this is apparently the way everybody's supposed to go. We've been walking.
Yes.
We've seen this town on foot.
I've been walking. Indeed. And I like it. It's been a beautiful day here. The weather's been awesome. It was 30 degrees when I left Washington, D.C. It was 70 when I landed here. Love it.
Centennial Park. Lovely.
I would give it 3 little thumbs up.
Out of how many thumbs?
Five little
eight?
Points?
Sure, 5 to 8.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is this...
It's more than 50%.
I don't know. I mean...
I mean, it wasn't fantastic.
It wasn't fantastic. Like, what I liked about it was the middle of an urban area, and people were enjoying the space.
It seemed to be an awesome Ferris wheel.
The popping fountain water stuff, I always liked that. Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Jason and I could feel the Olympic spirit, and you could not. That's why you didn't like it as much.
And then we checked out...
What's that about my dead heart that doesn't get Olympic spirit?
You don't get that on that. It doesn't get that frequency.
Sure.
And then we went to the MLK historic site.
Fantastic.
It was awesome. It was very moving, actually. Yeah. The original church, Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And now they built a whole new...
Church.
Because clearly it was like... That church has been there since 1894. So clearly a congregation is going to grow, right?
Sure. You would think one maybe is...
I would think definitely, that. Like...
Sure.
You know, definitely popped after the MLK Jr.
Right.
Era. But yeah, they have a really nice, it's a National Park Service has a whole like museum thing there.
Rose Garden.
A Rose Garden thing. Then across the street, the tomb, MLK and his wife, Coretta Scott, tomb there and a nice like water fountain-y thing. Eternal Flame thing.
Did you know this stuff existed?
No.
And that it was in the heart of Atlanta next to Ebenezer Church?
And like, I feel like a horrible...
Yeah. Why isn't this a...
Patriot.
A mecca. Yeah. This should... We're starting the movement.
A hashtag?
Yeah.
Ooh, hashtag. That's how kids do it these days. All right. Hashtag...
You gotta do a meme or a hashtag. Or a Snapchat.
And then
or
we went
a
over,
live Facebook.
And then what's great is so they have all this very nice, reverent, solemn-ish recognition of a great American leader. And then we were like, oh, I think there's bars over there.
Yeah. We need a beer.
And we walked one bar.
And
two blocks to multiple bars.
Two blocks over. There's this area that's like clearly getting rapidly gentrified.
Sure.
And but some decent bars.
We had a nice time. Good things to say about Atlanta, though. I've been here one time before and not liked it. I thought there was a lot of traffic and a lot of interstates and really spread out neighborhoods. Those things are still true, but we've found the neighborhoods to be walkable and interesting.
Yeah. Well, Uber helps.
Uber does help.
And so is Lyft.
Yes.
Hey, Lyft, yeah. Shout out to both of the...
Naisha.
Tours.
Shout out to Naisha.
Shout out to new podcast to listen to.
Hump on It Wednesday.
Yeah, check it out if you can find it.
I think it all depends on where Paul George got bottle service tonight.
Mm. Well, did we tweet at him?
We did not. Because it's a bad idea.
You think they went out as a team for bottle service?
I don't think the team likes each other, so...
You think they just broke up and went to all different bars?
Could we just trade... So here,
I think like 3 or 4 of them like each other. Right. They all went out for bottle service. The rest of them...
But Miles Turner's not 21 yet, right?
No, he's playing video games in a hotel room.
Good for
right.
him.
Right.
With, like, Kevin Serafin and Snakes.
Oh, we should text him. See if he wants to hang out. I had an idea.
Hmm.
Okay, here's what we do in the off season.
Okay.
Is it team building? I can't wait.
We gotta make Paul George happy, right?
It's team building.
It's the escape room.
Yeah.
Is it Trust Falls?
It's like actually a legit move. Forget the Jeff Teague plan. Not that I don't love Jeff Teague.
What?
I think we should get Reggie Jackson. Because that's like Paul George's best friend.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Well, they I mean, like he's probably each other.
A decent dude.
Well, no, I mean, like,
they like fish and stuff, and like, yeah.
Wait, do they have like a history together?
Yeah.
Oh, I did see some pictures of them.
Yeah. They go like school together or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, we should get him, and then he can't leave.
Yeah, and then he'd be like,
that's actually a really good idea. He can't leave if his best friend's here. And, I mean, I don't love Reggie Jackson's game, but if he's real happy with Paul George, it's probably going to work.
I mean, I don't love his game either. I like Jeff Teague's game better.
No, way better.
But Reggie Jackson is effective.
I mean. Sure. This is not the worst plan you ever had, and you've had some bad plans.
Oh, well. Oh, I mean, tonight alone.
Can he play the two, or does he got to play the one?
No,
he's the one. He's got to have the ball on his hand.
You make a decent point, though. Off ball is two ball handlers in the backcourt?
That was the whole thing. Like, he couldn't coexist with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, that's true.
He wanted the ball.
George Hill could, though.
Yeah, there we go.
Did you wink at me?
Yeah.
It was weird.
So we trade for Reggie Jackson and then somehow re-sign George Hill.
Question mark. And then
profits.
George Hill shows up. I don't know.
Win a championship.
Fill in the rest. I don't know. I'll be in my office.
Sure.
You and Donnie will be drinking Diet Pepsis.
Mm-hmm. And licking nicotine patches.
I'm all in on this plan as long as we place Jeff Teague in a good home. That's what I want.
He's going to be fine.
I want to make sure that he ends up in a safe space.
His good parents love him. We got a nice farm upstate.
Can I go visit him occasionally?
He can go sign with the Pistons. And then kill us for the next day.
Who wants the Pistons?
Detroit. Like their money. Yeah. You're a legitimate point guard.
Could he go play with Vogel and with the Magic?
He could.
He could, but here's what's going to happen is they'll just, you know, they have a one-in, two-out policy in Orlando right now for good players.
What did they get for Tobias Harris? Does anybody remember? Because Tobias is in Detroit and plays well.
I think they got a rotten turkey sandwich.
Oh, and a
bag of jelly beans.
And a third-round draft pick.
In 2007.
Exactly. It's some leftover one they found in the cupboard in the back. And they're like, oh, is this still good?
Like,
let me call Orlando.
Yeah, like, when's the...
we got this guy we stashed in Europe 16 years ago. Do you want him?
He's only 42.
He's operating a packing... A meat packing plant in Krakow.
But he's technically still eligible. Property of the Pistons.
But it's okay. He's got a work visa that's valid through 2018. It's okay.
So it's the event horizon. That's when the robots become sentient. Is that what that is? They're like, okay, whatever year that is, it's the year after that. Okay. That's the draft pick.
Okay. EH plus one.
Oh, so you just start dumping everything.
Oh, we gotta name this pot EH plus one.
So you just dump everything until after that date, right? Because you just don't care.
You don't care. It also feels like alphabet math, too, EH plus one. What do you call... two guys with no arms and no legs hanging in the window.
Bob.
Kurt and Rod. We're off the rails here, people.
We'll probably just hit publish from here, right?
to wrap that up.
Nobody's ready.
We always wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's right.
trouble.
That's a lesson to the kids out there.
Sure. Pull-out method is not a safe method.
I should probably put a pin in this one and hit the...
These are PSIs. We can file as a 501c now.
If you... If anyone is getting their life advice from our podcast, particularly anything produced after 11 o'clock is...
I'm just envisioning this getting audited and I'm just playing this tape and being like, no, come on, look. It's been charitable work, my friend.
I just want to see you walking out of the room and saying, unbeatable, it's for the children.
It is, my friend, it is.
Is it video or audio?
No, it's just audio.
How's my hair
look? Yeah, no, you look great. You look good. Everything's great. All right, so I'm John.
Same here, John.
You're John?
Yeah.
I'll be able to remember that. We're in Atlanta.
Yes.
We just watched the Pacers win in a fantastic fashion.
Unbelievable finish.
Unbelievable finish.
Yeah. Been a while since we've won here.
It's been a while since we've won a game in dramatic fashion, I feel like. I feel like we lose a lot of the big games down the stretch.
Yeah, we can't close them down the stretch.
So we had a bunch of offensive rebounds go against us down the stretch, and I thought I'd given up.
Well, we clamped down on the defense towards the end.
We did, without a doubt.
I mean, it was 96-90 with a minute to go.
Sure.
And even with 30 seconds, we were still down by four.
Do you think we drew up the Paul George under the basket pass to C.J. Miles, jump in the air, pass to Little Big Dog for the three? Do you think we drew that up?
I don't think we drew the play up, but I just watched the replay on it, and I think they practiced that.
Okay.
Because I don't know who it was that tip passed it over to Glenn for the three.
Yeah, I think it was C.J. Miles. My memory is that, but I haven't watched the replay yet.
Yeah, because they clamped down on George in the fourth. They didn't score at all in the fourth.
Right. He had a fantastic game.
34 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, 24 at halftime.
Looked dominant.
He did, but he missed. I think it was 0 for 3 in the fourth quarter.
Still found a way to win.
Found a way for the team to win and team players, and I hope the Pacers hold on to him.
We came down for the game.
Yes.
First time in Atlanta.
Really?
We've had a really nice time. We spent last night here.
I wish I'd known that earlier. There are a lot of hidden treasures in Atlanta.
Do you have any, like, just for the fans, any specific place they should check out that's a hidden treasure?
Virginia Highlands area. Yeah, it's east of the Fox on Ponce de Leon.
Okay.
Relic. No two stores are the same. The original Taco Mac, which is known for their beer, not their food.
Really?
La Fontaine's, crab legs, all you can eat.
Don't give away all your spaces, then it's you're going to be overwhelmed by a bunch of tourists. One last question.
Yes.
Lots of controversy about the trade deadline, right? So we didn't get any help for the team.
Right.
But we thought about trading Paul George.
Right.
We didn't trade him. He got a little grumpy about it. Do you think we've screwed this up? Do you think we're going to lose Paul George?
I think eventually that raw talent's probably going to end up in L.A. one way or another.
Okay. What do we need to do as a franchise to get prepared for that? Because that could set us back for 5 years, right? Maybe 10. It's hard to get a top 20 talent on your team, and we have that.
Yeah, we probably need to get some nice picks.
I don't want to see him go, but, I mean, you know, off-season, do we need to trade him?
Well, I'd rather see us try to get another score and take some pressure off of him.
I like this. I like it's the mentality of let's get better.
Yes.
Let's find a guy to make him happy.
We've got talent on that court.
We do. We got a lot of talent. It's just about bringing together. The chemistry's been a little bit off this season, I feel like. You know, there's no reason we should be a 500 team. We've got a lot of talent.
I'd like to see C.J. Miles get some more playing time.
He's great, isn't he?
He's got a great shot.
You know, him starting, when they changed from him off the bench to him starting, I thought changed our season. We've been better since then. We started out really rough.
It was very rough.
It's been a long season.
Yeah, but it's sweet when you can pull out a victory like that.
Oh, my gosh. It makes it all go away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least for the moment.
So enjoy the moment. Nice to meet you, John.
Thanks.
The pleasure. Okay. All right. So we're in Atlanta. Where are we at? What's the bar?
Park Bar.
Park Bar.
Right next to Centennial Park.
Park, sure. And right next to Phillips Arena.
And the flatbread place.
That we've never been to.
We walked by it several times.
I'm sure it's amazing.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Biggest win of the season?
Yes.
Without hesitation. Really? Why do you say that?
Here's why it's the best one of the year. Weird start time.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, we clearly were not ready to play.
We were down 8 in the first 2 minutes. We were down 8. We were down 11 at the half.
The first quarter. The bench got us back into the game.
Although then, I thought the bench was wonky. I thought Ellis was off. I thought Stuckey was off. Al Jeff.
Everything.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we opened the second quarter on like basically a 9-0 run.
Yeah.
So that was great. Come out of halftime with force and energy, extend the lead a little bit. We're up 7 or so going into the fourth quarter. Face some adversity. And then no panic, play defense, get stops, make shots, make a really dramatic emotional shot, which this team hasn't had all year.
I can't remember a game like this. On the road with a basically buzzer shot? No. What is up, Pacer Nation? We hope you're enjoying our clip show from UndefeatedCon 7.9. But I wanted to give a brief break here and let you know about glassesusa.com. They are offering 55% off any pair of glasses at checkout when you use the promo code Almighty. That's Almighty. I'm a man of many looks, and I love the frame selection offered by glassesusa.com. They have a huge selection, over 2,500 styles, in-house brands, designer brands, a wide variety of frame styles, full rim, half rim, rimless, different materials, sports glasses, safety glasses, kids glasses, prescription or non-prescription sunglasses, and more. Get your huge discount on any pair of glasses by going to glassesusa.com and entering the promo code Almighty at checkout. So please enjoy as we move from Atlanta and a huge victory to a disconcerting loss in Charlotte. Thanks for listening.
This Pacers loss, we're at the Red Eye Diner in, what's the name of this area?
Charlotte.
No.
Roboticon.
Roboticon. It's the robot convention.
It's the epicenter.
Epicenter.
Except
thank
the
you.
Tree.
Epicenter.
It's written like the
name,
Brits.
That name tested much
Sepulchra.
Center of everything.
Right. So we're getting some post game.
Seriously, why is it spelled like they're Canadian?
I don't know.
Epicenter.
I wish I knew.
Everything here is designed to be tested as widely acceptable as possible.
The robots. I really have affinity for the British.
Yes.
So, Jason, you and I got we got grilled cheese.
Yes.
Charlie, you got what's wings?
I got hot wings.
Is it semolina? Is that
That's very close.
It's a tattooed on a race.
That's not quite. That's you're close. That's
semolina.
Not quite right.
Semolina.
No.
Yeah.
It's not
semolina.
Semolina
S-Y-N. You talking about thumbelina?
It's
tattooed
on your arm
under
Minnie Mouse.
Oh, that's a bread?
Yeah, semolina is a bread.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Semolina.
Joey wanted to order his grilled cheese on semolina, but he didn't think they
had it. He had to get the most hipster grilled cheese
with brie and
some cheese.
Can I get an aged Gouda?
Some cheese you've never heard of.
Lightly smoked.
My artisanal bread.
Now, were the cows from which the Swiss cheese were derived, were they happy? Did they have, like, friends?
Sure.
So Paul George did a lot of work tonight.
Yeah, I feel like we're avoiding the actual topic. What? So, okay. We have to, let's go through our thoughts and feelings and emotions about the experience in general. About the arena.
I get the arena top notch, or one notch under the top one.
It was a beautiful space. People were very kind to us. They were glad we were there. They were kind of making jokes with us about,
Don't let these guys in.
That's right.
I mean, they weren't funny jokes.
No, but they also said, hey, well, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, oh,
yeah.
Thanks for putting the effort in.
Spend your money here.
I know you're...
Oh, yeah. No, their gift shop.
I mean, they were programmed to do that. So.
Beautiful gift shop, well laid out. They had the things that we wanted. We had the socks for Jason's collection.
So in Atlanta, I had one sock option.
Right.
Here, I had 30 different sock options.
Right. There were like four different racks of socks. Yeah.
And I ended up, I had the one pair of socks.
Oh,
right?
I didn't even know which one you ended up with.
And then I found a hidden rack of socks that had the money one.
Right.
He found another rack.
And when he checked out, he was like, oh, you got the best pair of socks. Yeah, and we're like, oh, yeah, you're right. He did.
The
cashier was like, you found the best socks.
And nice.
He'd have like the secret sock.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, oh, I know. I looked at they're hiding
behind
the
jersey.
Now, and
I wasn't just running through and grabbing a pair of socks and a t-shirt. Like,
put some effort in the sock.
Now,
I spent 20 minutes on these socks.
Joey was able to find a stuffed animal of...
No. He's an action figure.
I'm sorry, action figure.
A plushie.
Hugo the Hornet.
Hugo the Hornet.
What did you call him? A plushie?
I didn't call him a plushie. I called him an action figure.
Okay, good.
Now, they're marketing correctly because they're making a plush action doll of their mascot. Now, in Atlanta, you could not find Harry the Hornet at all. It was just not...
Harry the Hawk.
Oh.
You said Harry
they
the
don't
Hornet.
Call him Harry the Hornet.
Oh, yeah. That's
even though we bought some Hornet Bears.
Lots of ages going on.
Yeah,
right.
Harry the Hawk, unloved. He's dead to Atlanta.
Yeah. He's Atlanta didn't seem to love him very much. And then, did we ever see Hugo? Just at the very beginning?
He came out at the very beginning.
He was there.
Yeah.
My theory is that Hugo had a hangover and was like, I can do two quarters. Or he like had the flu.
Are Hugo and Super Hugo two different people?
Well, yes. Have you ever seen Hugo and Super Hugo together?
I have not.
Well, put that in your pipe.
They have
and smoke
a similar
it.
Mask.
Here's my theory.
Is it like Clark Kent and Superman?
So here. Here's my
There's
theory.
No more phone booths, except in D.C.
All right, Hugo the Hornet, original.
Right.
A hornet, right? The dance team for the hornets are the honeybees.
Honeybees.
Yep.
Different species. It's great. Honeybees are not hornets.
Right.
Enter.
Hornets, in fact, I think this is great, are predators
yes,
of honeybees.
I agree with that.
Okay.
So here are lots of people that want to be predators of the honeybees.
Bears. Charlie liked the dancers. They were the hardest working dancers in
the
NBA. Yeah.
But here's my theory. Hugo the Hornet, how can I put this most delicately? Super Hugo is the product of a
unholy.
Montague and what's the other? The
Capulet?
Capulet. Love affair between Hugo the Hornet and one of the honeybees.
It could never be.
It could never be.
Oh,
but,
oh! It
but
could
the,
never
the,
be.
The diversity, the genetic integration has created a super
sure
insect.
So he
a
was
Hugo, a super Hugo. If
so
you will.
Super Hugo wasn't like bitten by a radioactive hornet.
Oh, he also was.
Okay.
Now that makes more sense.
All those things are true. Now, no, but so I do want to comment on the honeybees. They dance the entire game. I hope they're paid really well because, you know,
they did not sit.
The pacemates, they get to sit during the action. They had a little, what was that called, the beehive or whatever that's at?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they stood and danced
the
entire time.
Bee cell. They were not let out.
Well, you realize after they go out to center stage and dance, they have to go back and recharge their batteries in order to come back out later.
So we're convinced that Charlotte is full of robots. It's a very clean, pretty city. No one seems to talk. Everybody's efficient. We've decided the entire city was created by banks, and all those that live in the city are populated by robots.
With paid robots.
And they were nice, which is
right.
Very fair.
To make any visitors come and feel comfortable and be
right.
Like, oh, yes, these banks actually exist, and they actually employ people.
And people are nice.
Right.
And are happy. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, yes, take care of my money for a while.
Right. But there are things like, you know, there aren't enough trash cans.
What, why would you need a trash can?
Humans need trash cans, but robots don't.
Right.
No fans in the restrooms.
Right. Right.
Good yeah. call. Exactly. You know what? Because
that could be a problem.
Robots don't make smells when they process their own waste.
Hmm. It's good to know.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
It's not a bad theory.
Saying.
Right.
All
signs point to it.
Right. The honeybees.
You can't disprove. That this town is not sure. At least 30% robot.
Okay. I would go with that because I don't think they're all robots. But I'm with you that
Kemba Walker robot.
No. Kemba Walker.
Super machine.
Here's what I liked about Kemba. I liked watching him in person. Amazing athlete. Incredibly charismatic. Good looking. He's the kind of guy you want to lead a franchise. Like, I am now a huge Kemba Walker fan.
I think this adds to the argument that he's a robot.
Okay. So he was designed Charlotte.
Yeah. But, like, too good. You know, he's like in the uncanny valley of reality.
Right.
They should have made him slightly imperfect so we would believe he's
exactly.
a human.
Yeah.
Or he would miss more shots. Or
yeah. He definitely got the new software upgrade.
Because he just won
the new software
player of the week. I think he's probably he may win MVP now.
You do that, you get bonus points.
There was
to go back to the arena. The arena I thought was it paralleled Banker's Life in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. It did. I think
they had the practice court right next to it.
Thank you.
The machines definitely did a survey of all the arenas in the league, and
they definitely
and that
checked
tested
out.
Very high.
They definitely checked out Bacon.
So they ran that through Skynet, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You work in the club.
Disappointing though, the no halftime show. The halftime show was just like the dunk team.
Which is that's what they do. It makes
in the
like
fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
Every time,
yeah. Right? It was basically like
my theory is that maybe they called off or something.
They got the same thing that Hugo and Horner got.
Right, and this clearly, no one's sick, but it's. It's
robot
some sort of syphilis. It's computer virus.
Their antibiotics was turned off or something, and.
But no, a beautiful space, really bright light.
Not as bright as this diner.
Attractive. No, the diner's very bright. But no, it was a really nice place to watch a game. Now, my critique of the experience is that once we sat down, we had great seats, fantastic club level, like we had our own little place to get beer and tea and
good food.
Yeah. Charlie got a friggin'. What'd you have?
Smoked prime rib sandwich.
Yeah, and they cut it for
caramelized
you.
Onions and
thick
horseradish.
They cut it to order.
Oh. Dunked in au jus and
yeah.
It was real nice.
Yeah, we had the hookup.
That was
nice.
Not a hot dog and nachos.
But the reason I was upset, we sit down, let's talk about what's good first. So we sit down, and they clearly pay their video editors a ton of money.
Sure.
Their opening thing about it's our city, I thought
it
was really great.
Yeah.
It was focused on their volunteer work and stuff, but it was a solid 2-minute thing.
I was almost convinced that humans lived in the city.
Exactly. It's like, hey, we want to live here, we want to commit here, this is our city sort of thing. And it was really, I was pumped and touched and all those things. I was excited to be there. And then it was followed by like 4 more videos, like they just had video. So they pay their video editor guys a lot. And did a nice job with that. So, and I'm a sucker for those things, the pre-tip-off stuff. But then the announcer, way too loud, not that good. He kept the 3 bomb. He would say 3, 3, 3. It would echo every time they hit a 3.
He talked through Monte's free throw that one time.
Yeah, he was talking through people's actual gameplay. Like he talked too much. Like
wait, we took 3 throws?
The 3. One time.
Two occurrences.
So, Teague shot 2. He hit 1 of 2.
Yep.
And then Monte had one shot.
And he talked through it.
Right.
Well, he probably didn't know.
Well, they're not going to be shooting free
throws. Yeah,
nobody's shooting free throws in our house.
So that was frustrating. It was actually pretty. It really distracted me from the game.
It was real loud,
and I thought he was talk too much.
When they would like just get the ball from like a turnover, he would just was like Hornets ball for like 15 seconds.
That is a metric ass ton of
situation. Thank you. You got the party size.
Party over here.
Are you not fearful that this is, like, I just keep worrying that games like this are what get PG moving away? Because, like, he obviously had a very solid game.
He had a fantastic game. He had, what was 36
points?
He hadn't
done that shitty foul in the first quarter and
had to sit down. Yeah, that's true.
We were not down yet.
Thanks.
He had 19 points at the half. 19 points at the half and he sat. That's fun.
So 36 points for our best player. Where was his help coming from? CJ Miles.
I looked at our bench. So it's not including our top six, which is our starters and Monte, we scored 6 points.
Well, but our starting lineup, Teague had what? Eight.
Miles Turner had four. 10 or 11. Yeah, Miles had four.
Thaddeus Young had two. Like, I mean, he's just...
Young looks tough.
No bullets in the gun.
Young looks like he's...
Yeah,
not.
He's not right.
No.
He's afraid to shoot. We're playing 4 and 5 on offense with him.
I mean, just... I don't know why you wouldn't just put somebody else in it. I know Lavoie's hurt.
Right. But, I mean, Stuckey got yanked in the second half for Aaron Brooks because Stuckey was playing erratically, just throwing the ball too much.
Decent.
Yeah, he did.
He's aggressive. I mean, what? He always is. That's what he does.
I like Aaron Brooks.
Down here and then go down.
Any other observations on the arena itself?
An overall good experience. I feel like
a little too close to the neighboring hotels.
I mean, if I'm right, so once we've gone to all of the arenas, we'll rank them all.
Okay.
But right now, this is up there.
Yeah.
An arena experience.
I mean,
I know, it was very nice.
Yeah.
It wasn't too congested.
This guy apparently needs multiple waters.
I'm telling you.
What's wrong with you?
Just keep filling them up. I'll keep putting them down.
Are you leaking or something?
Don't look at the floor.
Trailer scrub did not impress me at all.
No.
Although they did a very nice wave.
No. In the fourth quarter?
With five minutes left in the fourth quarter.
That was
quarter.
A high percentage wave, percent of available waivers.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
To have a high percentage of waivers?
With 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter?
Celebrating
well, they were winning.
Back our offensive.
But, I mean, the game was still in doubt with 5 minutes left. Like, let's watch the game.
Yeah.
If that's something you do in, like, the third inning of a baseball game.
Right.
They kind of just beat back our offensive, though. And
not that one. We were only down 10.
It worked for them because they went on like an 8-0 run and closed game out while the wave was going on. But
well, we'll look
we
it up.
Need
on,
to learn from that.
We'll look it up on Basketball Reference to see when the wave was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you can't go from being a robot, crunch numbers all day, and be expected to go to the arena.
Well, but you think that they would? You think they would program the robots to be able to cheer at the?
So it's a software
time. Yeah, exactly. You got to cheer at the appropriate moments.
Maybe the updates weren't done properly.
Well, I think it's just hard to multiplex a software like that.
Yeah, sure. Well, the technology's not there yet.
Right.
There's only so much programming time in the day.
I would like to warn Pacer Nation, when the event horizon comes, stay far away from Charlotte.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlotte may be the safe place because it's the home base of all the robots. They
right, and they're the robots. No, but they're all going to be in. They're going to take over.
Right, but they will not explode or destroy their own home base, though.
Sure.
So if you're here, you have to hide.
But well, no, but Event Horizon doesn't mean they're going to nuke everything. It just means they become...
I thought it meant they were going to nuke everything.
No, they just become smarter than us and basically... Right? It's the moment that the robots become self-aware. So they could decide to nuke us. At that point, you're right. We should probably all hide amongst the robots.
Right.
But I think if they become self-aware and they're humans in their town, that's not a good place to be.
Right. I mean, right now we're sitting in the epicenter.
We're drinking beer in the epicenter.
Epicenter.
And there's some robot watching us on a camera gun. Enjoy yourself.
This game is very concerning to me. One, because...
How can we... Have any other options?
How can we not... gain momentum as a team.
How can we not be excited to play basketball after Glenn Robinson just hit a game winner?
Right. Like yesterday. And PG was fired up. He was fired up.
We were down how much at half?
It's almost 20? Around, yeah, 22, 21, 22.
And we did come out with more energy in the second half. But you spent the entire second half trying to get back into a game. I mean, it doesn't look like...
We have too many inconsistent players.
Well,
we don't have...
Miles Turner didn't run into the sophomore slump earlier in the season. Maybe it's catching up.
He's 20.
I agree that he's 20 and he's got his great skill set, but...
He's not drinking beer tonight.
I'm not going to give up on him, but what I'm saying is that he... We needed him to be our second best player this season, whether that was too much to ask of him or not. That's what we needed, and he's not been able to do that consistently.
How many players in the league, like second-year players, are the second-best player on the team?
Yeah. This team is built that way, though.
Devin Booker is the best player on the team.
This team sucks.
Carl Anthony Towns is the best player on the team. Chris Epps Porzingis is the best player on the team. Nikola Jokic is the best player on the team.
Right. D'Angelo Russell is the best player on his team.
A lot of highly successful teams.
Right, it's all...
Well, sure, but...
We're not good either.
Those, yeah, exactly. But all those guys are playing at a higher level, more consistently than Miles Turner. You're right. I think our expectations on him are too high.
Sure.
Or, way too high. Or the... For us... We talked about this... For the season, for us to be really good, he's got to play at an all-star level, and that's probably not going to happen.
Right.
I think we're so desperate for an answer that we think we can turn him into our answer before he's ready to be the answer.
But Jeff Teague, Thaddeus Young. Okay, so Thaddeus Young is hurt right now. Al Jefferson is. I don't know what's going on with him.
He played 6 minutes.
So, I mean, these are the pieces we picked up in the offseason to help Paul George. And, you know, Thaddeus Young's been good, but he's not been great. Al Jefferson's been good, but not great all season. And Jeff Teague has been our second best player, but not the all-star we needed, right?
I mean,
so, on some level, these people
Teague's just not
been
the scorer. I mean, he's still racking up assists amazingly, and he's doing decently.
I say he's been our second best player, but we need something more. I mean,
like tonight I think he was 12, 8, and 7. Like, that's a pretty solid stat line.
Yeah,
we just sadly need more than the 12.
What if we scored 84 points? Like, our team scored 84 points. If he's our second best player,
we fought to get
he needs to give me more than 12 points. I'm sorry. I mean, Paul George put up 36.
He gave you 8 assists. Though.
Miles Turner put up 4. Thaddeus Young put up 2. Like,
he got 7 boards from the point guard position.
I understand that he's not a disaster. I'm just saying, if he's my second best player, I need him to give me more on the road.
I Jeff Teague's been great. I love the guy. I'm super glad he's my point guard. But there are moments when this team is. This team needed to win this game. Charlotte's been struggling. They're good at defense, but they can't score for crap. So all we have to do is put up 100 points when we win this game, right? I mean, actually, this game they put up 100. But in general, if you go in thinking, hey, if we can score 100 points against this team, we're going to win this game. Put up 84 and our best player put up 36.
We fought like hell to get to 84 too. What do we have at halftime? Were we in a 39? Yeah.
It's just I don't there aren't the people, you know, and it looked like Paul George was doing that at least at halftime, but there aren't people going into these games going, alright. It doesn't feel like it. I'm not behind the scenes. I don't know. But it feels like there's nobody going, all right, we've got some momentum. Let's show up for this game. We slip-walked through that first half. And we came out and played well in the second half, but you can't play half a game on the road and win.
Right.
And I'm getting to the point where I'm not willing to put all this on Nate's doorstep. I just really think that it's a group of guys that just aren't the right chemistry. I know we keep coming back to that, but I can't figure out what else it is.
So which is the piece?
They all.
I feel like everyone's standing around all night tonight. I mean, it's another standing in your spot.
There's nobody who's pissed off except Paul George.
Or excited to play. One way or the other.
But everyone's except scared
Ben
to shoot
Robinson
tonight.
The third. He's the only guy that enjoys playing basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody. They all just seem
everybody
like.
Everybody else is like a job.
Yeah. God, I gotta go into work again. Yeah, Glenn Robinson seems to be having fun. He's plays with energy and effort.
Yeah.
But yeah, Paul George isn't having fun. Jeff Teague isn't having fun. Miles Turner's not having fun. He's 20 years old.
Well, because everyone, like you guys, expect him to be the second best player and putting up these great numbers.
But do you really think that the expectations were too much on the Pacers that they can't, like, they can't figure out how to be better than a 500 team because of the pressure? Like, it's not like we thought they were going to go to the finals, you know? Like, I don't think there's that much exterior pressure unless Bird.
I meant pressure on him, not pressure on the team.
No, but I'm saying the exterior pressure.
But I think to counter your point, I think that this is what comes back to the coach is there's no plan, right? Like if it were super clear what Miles Turner was expected to do, right? So if there was one play, I think I said next to Joey at the time, they run a Teague Turner pick and roll and get Turner wide open jump shot at the free throw line, and he nails it. It's like, why aren't we running this play once out of every four times down the floor?
Sure,
because he's got the prettiest jump shot.
And the other thing, the Paul George and Miles Turner pick and roll that we showed in Atlanta twice.
Why are we doing that?
It's
all
great.
The time.
It works every time. One of them scores.
Right.
Same thing with Teague. Mm-hmm.
This looks like we stand around way too much.
So I feel like it's. Turner is not living up to expectations, but Turner is also not being put in a position to excel.
Right.
Yeah, he hit those shots that he took.
When you're a coach, your job is to put your players in their best, identify their strengths and weaknesses, put them in positions where they're able to exercise their strengths and minimize their weaknesses.
Right.
Which makes them better basketball players, it makes your team a better team, and ultimately it makes you win basketball games. And we're not doing it on a night-to-night basis. Right? And that's a planning thing. That's a architectural thing.
Right. Paul George definitely tonight was like, screw it, I'll do it myself.
Absolutely.
But he took a ton of shots, but his shots were, like, not...
They weren't coming out of plays. No, they weren't. He was just taking his man off the dribble,
right.
and
finding a pick. He was like coming up with a pick.
Like this, nothing is. He was never. There was one or two times that he was wide open.
We had no movement,
contested jumpers.
Tonight was bad. Like for everybody not named Paul George.
cannot lose to Cody Bellinger.
But I mean, so you mean specifically for Turner, but
yeah.
But I think you also probably mean for the team in general, and I would say that we just came up a week where they beat the Rockets in Houston, should have beat San Antonio in San Antonio, beat Atlanta in Atlanta.
Right.
How are our expectations not going to be
right.
that we should win against a struggling Charlotte team?
Shit out Charlotte. Of it. Yeah, Charlotte.
But we should know better. We should have better known better.
Well, you know, I felt like we were starting to get to the point where at least I was going, well, hey, we're starting to play better. Maybe we're coming together as a team, and maybe this is something where next, you know, if we could build on this, do some off-season, you know, tweaking and build on this, maybe this is a team that Paul George could play for. But he's not coming back for this.
Was he going to the L.A. and deal with the bus family?
Yeah.
What if I sing the song for
him? Over now. Charlie knocked out 12 wings on a party platter. So,
keeping it real.
Finished with that.
This one, keeping it real, goes wrong.
That's the name of the episode. So this is our final day, final moments even, of UndefeatedCon 9.4.
The robots give that number to the yes. the convention.
Computed
out. That it's not all robots in Charlotte. Found a new neighborhood. That's a good food.
They seem to have fled outside the city.
Yeah. The rebellion exists in Noda.
In Noda, yeah. It's a nice little area. I think it also helps the sun's out. It's really good.
Sure. We've seen more people walk here around here than all of downtown.
Yeah.
36 hours.
And the people here are smiling and talking, which is different than what they were doing downtown Charlotte.
Shout out to Crepe Cellar.
Yep.
Food was good.
Fantastic food. Place with some character.
Yep. What is that cheese called?
Burrata.
Burrata.
That blew your mind.
It did. Shout out to Burrata.
Keep thinking Beretta.
Yeah.
Beretta Scott King. That's her name, right?
If you were an assassin, that should be your name.
Sounds like a roller derby name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's good. That is good.
Still kind of disrespectful, but
super disrespectful.
Just a shade.
But. Yeah. We learned about raccoons. They're marsupials. Kind of. Omnivores.
No, we didn't. I don't think they're marsupials.
I'm in.
Don't they gestate in a pouch?
That's what my initial thinking was, but I don't know.
They're rodents.
The internet
right?
wasn't working.
I'm on. I'm in team no marsupial.
Okay. This should be an ungoogleable.
Hashtag team marsupial.
But we learned apparently that they murder chickens.
Did we learn that?
That's what Charlie said.
They're capable of killing things.
They can kill things.
But they are inefficient hunters.
Right. And they often starve to death because they're so bad at it.
Right.
Well, they're not meant to do that.
Well, it sounds like they are.
No.
It says they enjoy fish and frogs.
Yeah, those sure. are, I mean...
Those are a little easier.
They're like
to
I'm
kill.
Prepared
yeah.
for them, though.
That's fishing. That's not hunting.
They don't just lump it all together. No, you know, it's always hunting. You know, hunters and fishers, hunters and gatherers, fishers and gatherers.
They prefer to gather.
Farmers and fishers.
We're winding down. Yeah, we're heading out of town here. We're all going our respective ways.
We're sending Charlie back to Raleigh. Jason's on his way to Asheville. And we're heading back to Indy.
Yep.
By
some road. Via Ohio.
Via Parkway. Ohio. we're looking forward to the Pacers not blowing this so we can all get together for the playoffs in UndefeatedCon 10.7.
Sure.
The
Skynet is going to implement a lot of upgrades over the next
my phone keeps, like, 3 months. They keep having me update stuff. It really bumps.
You're not doing it, though.
I know, because I'm trying to avoid the event horizon.
Yes.
That's your form of resistance.
That my phone will be so out of date that I won't be run by the computers. Yeah.
That's why you wouldn't take your signature off your email? Show the man.
Well, what was it? Was it you took a picture and then on Twitter it just knew my name?
It was Facebook and it...
facial recognition.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. I am so deep in the grid that... They just know me.
The Matrix has consumed you.
Here's the one thing I want to know, though. Would the Facebook picture recognize me if I was sober?
No, no way.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever had a sober picture on Facebook.
Shout out to your shirt, by the way.
Well, that's why we couldn't tag him in the
other. Oh, that's right. It was too early in the day.
Shout out to the Undebeatables who got me a shirt. Buzz City.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Well, you moved there a while ago, and...
I currently reside in Buzz City.
Yeah. Except when you're driving.
Right. I didn't even... I mean, I'm not driving until the second half of the day, and I'm not even drinking. What's my problem?
Do you want to answer this? Do you want to field this one?
I abstain. I value our friendship.
Abstinence is a very good choice.
I need to recuse myself from this.
But this is fantastic. It's good to see all you guys.
Yeah. But we get to see each other every week, but it's via Skype.
Right. Via Skynet.
This is way better. We're glad Charlie could join us.
Happy to be here, man. Great time.
Pacers need to finally figure out how to win two games in a row for us to start enjoying these...
They split every one that we've ever done.
Yep. 4 years in a row, they split our two steps.
We've never been much of a road team, so it's
a little bit
of a lofty goal to get two in a row on
the road.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, but I feel like every year we've won the harder games.
Yeah.
Of the two.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
Are there any other takeaways? Any lessons we learned? Valuable life lessons?
You know, if you're going to honk the goose, you want to protect the gander.
Go for the horn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a valuable life lesson.
Yeah. I think I'm going to make a bumper sticker of that.
Honk the goose?
Yeah. It's going to be the new, have a nice day and the smiley face.
The smiley face, sure. So you're going to be that big. Honk the goose. You're gonna be smiley face big.
Can you see it? That baby. Phrase is blowing up.
He's gonna be the baby on board. Honk the goose.
Right, exactly. Honk the goose.
There'll be songs.
Totally.
That is the hook.
A jig.
A jig.
A jig.
I mean, I
that's
I'm
not
sure
a jig.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A dance move. Right?
Yeah.
Jig.
Jigs. Get a little jiggy.
You get a little jiggy with it?
All right. Well, it was a successful trip.
Oh, it was super great. Yeah. We should do this more than once a year.
Mm-hmm. Nobody died. Livers are mostly intact.
Yeah, we were
drinking lots of water.
We were pretty well behaved, I thought.
Yeah. We'd get kicked out of zero hotels.
That's right.
And zero bars.
Zero bars.
Zero bars. I think part of it was we chose the bars wisely.
Yeah.
Last night, like, we were on path to go to a place that we were probably going to get in a fight in, let's be honest. But we chose wisely and went to another bar.
A really cool
and
bar.
And got a nice bottle of wine instead.
Yeah.
Which we could have used as a weapon, but did not.
Good choice. It was dark enough in there that people didn't really see our Pacer gear as easily. Although my bright yellow shirt, I think I need a darker blue as your navies, I think, one.
There was nobody, only Ireland, only heard one person say anything.
I had a lot of people looking at my shirt. I was feeling bright.
It's yellow.
It was.
It catches the eye. But I only heard like one guy say anything.
Well, I mean, you got to understand, you're walking amongst robots that are all wearing gray, black, or brown.
Right.
And turquoise and purple.
Yeah.
Right, sure.
Fun fact, robots are all colorblind. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Is that gonna? Are they gonna get color in an upgrade at some
yeah,
point?
Oh, yeah, you think so. It's just when it becomes financially viable.
Sure, it's low priority, probably.
Yeah. Like Carl Zeiss lens put in.
Ooh, I got a joke.
They need a sponsor. That's what it is.
I got a joke that's about colors.
Uh-oh. Is this one of those racist ones you've been telling all weekend?
Stop it. What did the red light say to the green light?
I don't know.
Don't look, I'm changing.
You're just all fire.
Let's get out.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be back. We'll be back on Monday. Back to our normal type pods.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be one of them fancy, smashed together highlight pods.
That's like every show. Actually, that's another fun fact that listeners may not know is every show is a highlight clip show.
That is a fun fact. We record for 10 hours.
There's so much garbage that we cut out.
Yeah, the hour you're stuck with is the good stuff. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Shout out to our unpaid intern. Right? We do 12 hours of weird conversation to pull that gold out.
For our once and always coach, Bobby St. Leonard. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
It's sad because it's true.
It is sad.
Oh. I want to shout out to Harper, too.
Shout out, Harper.
I miss Harper.
I do.
We could use some enforcement out the bars, I think.
Yeah.
Five little points, though. I'm telling you, this is going to be our new segment. This is great.
We should at least suggest it to the Hawks. Segment idea. Segment idea. Five little points.
Should we go back on site tomorrow?
I think I killed Coulson. Why is it funnier now? Because it's podcast.
It's weird. Yeah, it's, oh god, I love the idea of trying to explain this to them.
And you think they're gonna want it instead of us, right?
Sure. Yeah. They're just gonna be like,
you run with it.
Hey.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.